Ladies and gentlemen, Matt the Hammerski.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody know who Fallout Boy is? Doesn't Danny look like he could have been in the band like 20 years ago with that hat? That's a sweet hat, Danny. I like it. Sweet. Sweet. Before we say anything, stick with me. Stick with me. Bow your heads. Bow your heads. Bow your heads. Bow your heads. You're talking now. Bow your heads. Father God, I thank you for this service, Father. I thank you for the worship, God, that we've already experienced, Lord. I thank you for you coming down with your presence, God, even though we don't deserve it sometimes, Father. God, we never deserve it, Father, but you come to us every time, and we thank you for it. God, I ask during this sermon, God, this word you've given me, Father, that you would anoint me, God, that it wouldn't be my words, but it would be yours, Father. God, and if anybody tries to text or listen to their iPods, God, that they would just combust in their hands or ears, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Awesome. So, Sydney, if you'll go and throw my sweet title slide up there. Tonight, we're talking about In Time. It's called In Time. Now, it's funny because David Barney, where's David? David, wave your hand. David over there, he made this for me, but I just verbally told him my sermon title. I was like, yeah, it's called In Time. And he was like, okay, cool. So he starts designing it, and I was like, hey, man, I told you the title was In Time, right? Like, I end time. He was like, no, I thought you meant end time. Now, since it's In Time, you kind of like, okay, you kind of get like, I don't really know where he's going right now, but if it was End Time, you know where I was going immediately. Oh, he's gonna talk about hell, isn't he? I know it. I've been bad. Gosh, he heard me curse yesterday. Now he's going to talk about hell. Okay, I'm ready. No, the sermon, well, I mean, I might talk about hell, but In Time, it's not focused on hell. Time. Now, something that I've found amazing is how much we value our time. You ever thought about that? Like, we consider our time worth so much. Everybody considers their time worth more than somebody else's time. Like if you're wasting my time, no, I will not have it if you're wasting my time. Now, if you're wasting Jesse's time, that's okay. That's all right. I don't mind if you're wasting Jesse's time. I just mind if you're wasting my time. Now, what's funny, now, Americans really have this the best because let me take this TikTok out of my mouth or just chew it up. Listen. Sorry, Nathan. So, anyways, Americans, they have this down the best, okay? Now, if you ever see a movie or even just a news report of an American being held somewhere, then it's not really, they didn't do anything, but they're being held against their will in another country. They say, you're wasting my time. And what's the next thing they usually say? I'm an American. That automatically means my time is better than yours because I'm an American. Wow, you're an American, all right? But our time as Americans, we be like, we even have like at McDonald's. Okay, when you go through McDonald's and they have the combo menus, they literally made it so simple, they made it a number, okay? So when you go through the drive-thru, you can get it so fast, it's just like, bam, there it is. So you're in there and you're like, I'll have a number one. Yeah, number one. I'll have a number one. And if the lady, God forbid, she comes in to speak, ma'am, what was that? What do you want, a number one? Wow, you sound like a dude. Okay.
You want a number one?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, wait, was that a number one?
Yes! A number, are you deaf? How hard is your job? Seriously. Okay, whatever. Okay, fine. Yeah, a number one. And you wanted that super size? Yes, I want that super size. You bet. Make it huge. I want it giant. Okay? I want it to kill me. Okay? I want to have to fight it before I can eat it. All right? That's how big I want it.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
So we got number ones. Now, still though, that seems that that's not quick enough for us, right? That's not quick enough because we're in the drive-thru and we're like number one and then we still... Don't you hate that two, whatever it is, like 10 seconds, you're sitting behind that one car and you're like, what did they order, the whole thing? Gosh. Move it along, chubby. You don't need any more.
Oh, yeah, sure. Get a Diet Coke. That'll level it out. Whatever. Okay, so, but right, we're impatient, and then we get up to the front, and we're like, oh, man, I got somewhere to be, and they take, like, 5 seconds to hand us to us, and they're like, have a great day, and you're like, yeah. And you just take off. Why? Because your time is worth something to you. Like, if you go see a terrible movie, and you're sitting there, and you're watching this movie, and it's horrible, and you're, like, halfway through it, and you decide, no, you know what, this is stupid, and you just get up, you walk out, and you go to the front, and you're like, I want that time of my life back. Put it back in my pocket. I want that movie's terrible. And they're like, we can't do that. You're like, but my time, I lost it. You feel bad when you waste time, right? You know, but when you're doing something fun, sometimes you don't want to waste the time to do something else, like go to the bathroom. Because once I was in this store, right? This was a long time ago. I was in Best Buy, and, you know, they had just come out with, I don't know if it was PlayStation, the first one, or whatever, and we're both sitting there playing on the little consoles, you know, and at that point, I was really, like, the screen's way up here, so I'm like, yeah, this is so much fun, you know, and the kid next to me, we're playing this game, you know, and all of a sudden, the floor is wet. I look over, this kid next to me wet himself, because he was having so much fun playing the video game, he didn't want to go to the bathroom, because that would take too much time. So we went, have you ever seen little kids do that? They're playing with toys, like, you need to go to the bathroom? Uh-uh. You need to go to the bathroom? No. Are you sure? Uh-huh. And they're still playing. What's that smell? Nothing. You needed to go to the bathroom? Yes. But we don't want to waste the time. So where am I going with this? Time. It's so important to us. So you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to. Now, have you ever heard the saying, time is money? Have you ever heard that? So, you know, when you work, listen, I don't need any feedback right now. If you work, you get paid for your time that you were working. You were paid for your time for being there. So you're there 8 hours, you got paid an hourly wage, or maybe you're salaried saying you're going to be here so much time, and we're paying you for all of that, for your time. Okay. So time is money. So time is probably your most valuable thing. When you spend time with somebody, what are you saying about that person? You care about them, right? Because you're not going to spend time with some random person that you don't really like. That's annoying. Okay. You just be quiet for the rest of the night. So you wouldn't spend your time with somebody you don't care about. Now my question is, what are you spending your time on? Now, we as Christians, we say, oh, we love God. We're passionate about God. We want to follow God, right? That's what we learn here. That's what we learn about as God. And you say that, but, I mean, there's some of you in here that probably haven't spent 5 minutes with God this week. What does that say about God? How you feel about God?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it means.
5 minutes. People's time is such worth to them. Throw the first verse, please. Okay, there it is. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. That's Ephesians 5:15. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Is there more to that? Oh, there we go. Good. I got it. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. So what's that saying? If you don't understand that very straightforward translation, let me go ahead and help you out some more. Stop wasting your time. Because the time you live in is terrible. These days are evil. You don't know what could happen to you tomorrow, the next day. So why are you wasting your time? I don't know. Make the most of every opportunity that is given to you. Now, there was this guy named Solomon, okay? Solomon was really wise, really, really wise, super wise, because he asked God for wisdom, okay? But in all his wisdom, he then wrote Ecclesiastes, which is towards the end of his life, which is really kind of down. You read it and you're like, oh, this guy is sad, you know, but he's sitting there, and in the beginning, he lists all these things. He said, there's a time for this, there's a time for that, there's a time for this, there's a time to die, there's a time to give, there's a time to be happy, there's a time to be sad, there's a time to mourn, there's a time, it literally listed like that. Go read it. It's pretty cool. There's a time to do this, time. And then after he gets done saying all of this,
And he says, I've had everything. I have not held myself back from any pleasure of this world. I've had 800 wives. I've had all sorts of things you can imagine. I've had all the Xbox games. I play on live all the time. I have tons of friends on Facebook. Just add me, Solomon the Wise, yeah? Add me on Facebook. So he's got all of this, right? And then at the end of it, he just says, but it's all dust. It all goes away. It all falls apart. In the end, it doesn't matter because he can't keep it. And he realizes, but there is one thing. God. He's eternal. God. When you invest your time in him, you didn't waste anything. You don't have to worry about saying, oh, I wasted my time on God. You won't ever have to say that because it won't happen if you invest your time in God. So your time. You know, my personal thoughts on time. I work at a job, okay, and this job pays me salary, all right? That means I'm getting paid the same amount no matter how much time I spend there, okay? So I run a route, all right? Basically, let me just explain this to you real quick. I fill up vending machines, either full of candy or full of Cokes, all right? So really quickly, now I've gotten really fast at it, all right? But I used to be really slow and I used to break a lot of things, but now I'm really fast. So I'll get done, let's say noon. I'll go in at 7. I still get paid the same even if I get done at noon or if I get done at 8 o'clock at night, okay? So you would see, yeah, you would see the reference here that obviously I'm not going to waste my time. So when I'm at work, even if I'm thinking, you know, I'm really just going to take my time today, I'm really not in a hurry, I still get in a hurry, all right? I get in the truck and I'm just like, let's go, woo! And I'm just driving, and I get to the machine, I'm like, boo, 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 and I just can't stop. It's like a sickness, all right? And I can't control it. And it's because I sit there and I realize the more time I spend here, the less time I'm getting paid, the less money I'm getting paid. Time is money. Time is money. You know, they literally came out with a movie not long ago. It was called In Time, actually, just like that. It had, like, Justin Timberlake in it, I think. I don't know. I don't like his acting. Anyways, so they had him in it, and what they would literally do is when they worked, they actually got paid in time. And after you turn 25, your year on your arm, which was digital, cool, digital, and it would start running down. And when you ran out of time, that was it. If you're rich, you were fine. You could live forever because they engineered bodies at this point because we're so far in the future that you wouldn't die, okay? You would never get sick. You would stay the same at 25. That's where they would lock you is 25. So if you looked bad at 25, sorry, you're stuck. That's it, all right? There's no chance for improvement. But you would literally stay the same, and they would work and work and work, work everything they get just to get more time. Now, if you think about it, time is something there's some people that would really want to buy. They'd want to buy time. I need more time. How many times have you said that? I need more time.
I need more time.
Dude. How long has that been like that? Hey, it could have been worse. There could have been a much, much more awesome show going on. Sweet. Hold up. Wait. Okay. I thought you were saying you had to go to the bathroom. Dude, they made three letters for that. Thank you. I didn't have enough time. In between the bathroom. No, actually, the zipper could be broken. I don't know. If it comes down again, let me know. Okay? It might just work its way down on its own. So, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Anyways, like I was saying, your time is so important, okay? Wait. I'll let you get a second because that was funny. You can laugh about it. You can laugh about it forever, tweet about it. Not right now, though. Not right now. Now I gotta look. I never have to look back. I'm like, thanks. Okay. So anyways, at this job, right, I'm rushing because my time is so important to me, all right? My time is so important. Now, while I'm at this job, right, this job I'm telling you about, I fill up this place called Dish Network. Okay, y'all know what Dish Network is? Okay, yeah, it gives you the TV from the satellite. Boo, it's like Star Wars. All right, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so I work at Dish Network, right? And I'm sitting there, and they're on the TV, and they're talking, like, they're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, and this. They're talking, they're giving their reports for the year, like how much money they've made, okay? And they've made a lot of money. And they say, new studies have shown that people actually spend as much time on TV as they do at a full-time job. I was like, wow, that's 40 hours a week, at least. Some people work more than that, 60. So they literally spend all this time on TV. Now, I don't have cable. I used to, and it was pretty cool. I thought, man, I'll have cable. This is so cool. I can watch TV. I never watched it, so it was a waste of money. So I don't watch TV that much, but I know I used to. And I know there's a lot of people that do. Like, they have all their shows TiVo'd, you know. They're like, oh, my gosh, The Vampire Diaries. TiVo it. I want to see people get eaten by vampires, but they love each other. Twilight, you can't, Twilight's, well, I guess you can watch the movie over and over again. Goodness. No, we're not getting into that. So anyways, we're closing it, moving on. But people spend so much time on TV, but yet it's a struggle for you for like 5 minutes to pray or for like 5 minutes to read your word. That's a struggle. And it's almost like if God were to speak to you, instead of dropping everything, because it's the, you know, almighty creator of the heavens, just awesomeness himself speaking to you, you would actually say, God, hold on. No, I'm going to listen. Just let me record this. Okay. All right. What were you saying? Excuse me? You want me to do what? Okay, after the show. How about that? I mean, you're looking at me like, I wouldn't say that, but you do. By not doing anything, you do. Now, I'm not saying you have to spend all your time completely like, you know, some kind of monk that is completely up in a dream world. Lord, open communication. No. Now, for one thing, I don't talk to God like that. I don't know how yoga guys talk to God, but I just say, hey, God, what's up? My day is kind of lame right now. It's raining a lot. And I'm outside. It's unfortunate. So if you could just make this rain go away, that'd be cool. Oh, no? Okay, that's cool. All right. Whatever. Okay, God. Cool. Open line. So, TV. Now, when you think about it, you really don't have that much time, right? Throw up Psalms. Psalms. I got a Psalm here. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you at best. Each of us is but a breath. So now, what's amazing is how much we value time and how much time God has. So we want more time, but we won't seek the one that controls it, that has it. What is time to him? You're but a breath to me. That's how much time he has. So your lifespan is but a breath. They want your life. And literally, just like that, you guys could be here, you could walk out, and just like that, you're gone. Anything, I mean, how fragile are you when you think about it? You know how much it has to work for your circulatory system just to work? I can't even say it. What's that? So when, okay, lungs, heart, all this stuff in here, just right here, right? Breathing, just, you know how much that involves? That action? There's a lot that happens. If one thing doesn't work, you don't breathe, okay? And if you don't breathe, you die. You're out of time. So we don't have a lot of time. So why, listen, why are we wasting it? Why? If you can't take any of that stuff with you, you can't take Facebook, you can't take all your awesome tweets of 2011 with you, you can't. But yet we'll spend hours and hours. Refresh, 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 refresh. Nope, no new friends yet. Refresh, refresh. Oh, somebody commented on my picture. I'm gonna comment back. Refresh, refresh. Goodness. Don't waste my time. I'll waste it on my own. Thanks. I don't need any help. So what are we spending our time on?
because we don't have that much. Now, question is, if you say you're a Christian, if you claim that you're a Christian, if you claim that, don't claim that phone, though, because I'll break it. If you claim you're a Christian, does the time you spend with God back that claim up? Okay? Does it back it up? When you look at how much time you spend with God, does it match up your claim to say that you're a Christian? That you're passionate about Christ? When you're passionate about something, you spend time with it, right? You spend time with it. Now, I had a friend once tell me, he was asking me if I played Xbox, right? And I was like, yeah, dude, I play occasionally. He's like, you got Live? That's what everybody always asks me when they, you play Xbox? Yeah, you got Live? Yeah, sure. Sure I do. I waste $10 a month for Live, yes.
Well, you can pay 60 and get it for the whole year. It's a better deal.
I was kidding, dude. No, I don't have Live.
Okay, well, get Live because, man, it's amazing.
Well, dude, I don't play Xbox that much. I was like, I do occasionally. I like it, but I don't have that much time for it. You know, especially since I got married and everything, you know, I've got a wife. She kind of wants attention. So I really don't have that much time for Xbox.
Oh, well, dude, I make time for Xbox.
What?
I make time for Xbox.
And I wanted to be like, look, dude, the only things I make time for are my wife, God, and friends that I want to talk to. Not the friends that I like, you know, occasionally, the friends I really want to talk to. Those are the things I make time for. I make time to work in youth ministry. I make time. I mean, I know I'm getting paid like $8 billion, you know, for preaching to you tonight. And I mean, Danny makes double what I make. But I mean, guys, honestly, it's not about the money. I'm kidding. I don't make anything. I make dirt. Right? So, yeah. So we literally are here because it's a passion. So we literally are investing our time in this. So if I tell you that I care about you, would you believe me? No? All right, fine. I don't care about you. I'm kidding. No, but seriously, you might kind of consider it because of the fact that I'm here doing this. I'm here even though sometimes y'all can be frustrating, right? Sometimes, you think? Can you? Yeah? Okay. I'm here. Danny's here. We're here. This leadership team back here is here. And man, I mean, even though they're making a lot of money back there, they really are, they're still here. I'm kidding. Please, nobody take me seriously. They're going to try and rob y'all after service. They have a lot of money. Let's jump them. No. So, but we're investing our time in something. So when you love something, you invest your time with it. How do you think Sydney would like it if I came home, didn't talk to her, went somewhere else, came back at like midnight and didn't tell her where I was? She'd probably stab me. Actually, she actually would have stabbed me as soon as I walked past her and didn't say hi. She don't play. But here's the thing. If you care about somebody, you love somebody, you spend time with them. Girls, here's a warning sign. If a guy doesn't want to hang out with you, but he says he loves you, he's lying. All right? Guys, he's lying. Girls, he's lying. Guys, you're liars. I'm just kidding. Guys, same thing. If the girl can't hang out with you on Friday because she's washing her hair, she's lying. She doesn't want to spend time with you, which means guess what's coming next? I think we should see other people. Or you're just better as my friend. Oh, yes. Time. Now, here's something very important. Very important you got to remember about time. The more time you spend with somebody, the more you become like them. Okay? So now if you're a Christian and you're saying, I'm trying to get my life together, all right? And then you come back next week and you're like, oh, I gave my life to the Lord. And you come back next week and you're doing okay. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, how's it going? And you know, you stub your toe and you're like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, but of course you really didn't say beep. But I'm kind of like, I don't know. Have you been hanging out with the Lord or have you been hanging out with that friend that cusses a lot? Which one? Okay, look, if you hang out, listen very closely. If you hang out with potheads, you're going to smoke pot. All right? Okay? Yeah. Maybe eventually. Shh, 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 shh.
No, listen. Now everybody's laughing and pointing at people. Stop pointing at people. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. All right, we'll let the Lord deal with it. Shh, listen. Stop pointing. So the more you spend time with somebody, the more you. Now let me give you an example here. A real life example of what happened to me of seeing this firsthand. Zach, where are you? There you are, Zach. Okay. Zach, I need you to come here. Zach, no, wrong Zach. I like you a lot, but you sit down. That Zach, he's a lot taller. Okay, Zach, I want you to tell everybody your name, and I want you to tell them where you're from.
My real name?
Yeah, your real name.
Okay. Zach Evans from Hamilton, Mississippi.
Well, howdy doody.
Yeehaw! Zach is from Mississippi. Yeah, go ahead and say that again.
I'm Zach Evans from Hamilton, Mississippi.
Thanks, Zach. You're the man. Go sit down. So Zach here, yeah, give him a hand clap. That was great. So Zach here is all the way from Mississippi, okay, and he talks a little different than us, all right? But the thing is, when I started hanging out with Zach, I started talking like this. And I was like, what? It was just certain words. It kind of started, I'm kind of over-exaggerating, but I really did. I came to go see my in-laws. I walked in, and my mother-in-law goes, have you been hanging out with Zach? I was like, yeah. I actually had a really great conversation with him. Okay, well, I can tell. Well, why? Well, you're a little more hickish than you were when you came back. I was like, okay. But the thing is, what's amazing about us in Texas is because we live in the big city, you know, we don't have the big accent, but all it takes is another brother from the South, you know, to come back and just rev it up a little bit. And then all of a sudden you're talking like, you know, you're talking like, you know, some kind of cowboy. So the more time you spend with somebody or someone, the more it rubs off on you, the more you become like it. Okay, so is it too far for me to say that if you're spending the time you should be with God, you'd be looking like Christ? Is that too much? No? I'm assuming too much? No. So when you say, I struggle with cursing, spend more time with God. When you say, I'm addicted to this, spend more time with God. Why? Because in that simple thing right there, fixes everything. Why? Because the more time you spend with God, the more you become like him. The more he rubs off on you. The more you start being nicer to people. The more when somebody rubs you the wrong way, your first instinct is not to hit them with a hammer or to run them over with your car. It's to just say, yeah, okay, all right, that was rude, but I'm going to pray for you. You know, I'm sorry. Okay. I used to have the worst anger. In high school, if you said the wrong word to me, I would beat you with something. I didn't even care what it was. It could have been your own arm. It wouldn't have mattered. Okay? I was very angry. I was what some would call a D-bag. Okay? I won't say the word. Dirt bag. Yes. A D-bag. a big jerk. A big meanie head. Okay. So... But the more time I spent with God, the more he began to change me. The more he began to make me like him. So how much time are you spending with God? Now, time, though, it's pretty interesting. Sydney, could you throw up a clock for me? That clock might take a second. I don't know. Time, though, the way it runs, you know, we only have so much, really. So much time here. I'm so limited. So limited. All right, now, just speed it up. Speed it up. Get in there like 2 minutes. Yeah. Oh, there goes all that time. Okay, that's good. That's good right there. Just go hit play. Okay. Now, in a minute and 50, oh, wait, in a minute and 40, wait, 48 seconds. I'm wasting time. But in a minute 44 seconds, something's going to happen. We might not be here anymore. Okay. Now, wait. Shh, wait. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Calm down. Now, if your first inclination when I'm telling you this, I mean, look, guys, either God's going to come back, okay? And some of us are going to disappear, something called the rapture. We're going to disappear. Like, if I disappear, you're going to see my clothes. Hopefully, I won't be here naked. But
When this clock says, oh my gosh, we're at a minute 10. Look, I've been flapping my jaws and we're almost out of time. So there's only so much time. Now, when this clock runs out, God could come back. That's very highly possible. That is super. We've got 55 seconds. Okay, guys, God is literally about to split the sky and come back for those who really believe in him, for those who really spend the time with him, for those that he knows. Now, if you spend time with somebody, you know them, right? So if God doesn't know you, I mean, if you don't spend time with him, how would he know you? 30, almost 30 seconds. This is getting really close to the wire. I mean, if this clock runs out, we could all be gone. I believe some of us. But then the ones here left, let me give you a little advice before I run out of time. Just get your head chopped off, all right? And that might work, but some think that it's just for Jews only. So if you're Jewish, you might have a chance. I don't know. It's going to get real bad, though. But here we go. Oh, man. Okay, 10 seconds. What else? 7, 6, 5, 4. Okay, here we go. Oh! Okay, hold on. Nothing happened. Now, but wait. When you were thinking about that, hold on, listen. When you were thinking about that, if your first thought was, ooh, I need to ask for forgiveness for what I did yesterday, you're in a bad spot. Really bad spot. Honestly, the best thought for that clock would have been a mixture of, yay, God's coming back, and I need to tell somebody. I've got 2 minutes. I can get outside right to that corner store, and I can tell somebody. You look, man, you might think I'm crazy, but I got 2 minutes. God's coming back. All right, just get your life right. Okay, here, let me show you how. I'll pray with you. I love you. Okay, if he doesn't for some reason, we'll talk later some more, okay? But if your first thought, though, was clouded with, oh, I haven't spent any time with God, or oh, I keep tripping over the same sin, or oh, I really shouldn't be with that guy, or oh, I shouldn't be dating that girl. You don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. We're but a breath fleeting. Just, you're gone. Your time. You look like what you spend time with. Bow your heads.